Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Russ M., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's Friday, November 22nd, 2024. And we're reading in the Big Book, page 60 and how it works, that first paragraph, many of us exclaimed, ending with, we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our readers, the steps, Tenzin P, our traditions, Joni C, reading the text, Jen A, page 164 is Benita L, our backup reader is Elena C, newcomer greeters, Tony B, second hour host is Matt JF, and announcements is Kathy S. Yesterday's share ID numbers. So the share IDs for Thursday, November 21st, 2024, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,934. That's 21,934. The 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,935. That's 21,935. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supported through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating, compulsive food behaviors, and to carry its message to the compulsive to carry its message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. I should have this memorized, but sorry about that. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. And a vision for you big book study is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and a practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I've asked Tenzin P. to read our 12 steps.
Good morning, everybody. Tenzin P. checking in, usually in New York, but I'm in Mexico. And here are the 12 steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Number one. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Then ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Just searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, they direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much. I pass.
Thanks, Tenzin. Next up is Joni C. with the traditions.
Good morning. This is Joni C., gratefully recovered but not cured from Minnesota. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thanks, Joni. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, that you keep a share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're in How It Works, page 60, that first paragraph, starting with, many of us exclaimed, ending with, we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And Jen A. is going to start us off today. *1, Jen.
Well, I was talking to myself. Thanks, Russ. Good morning, Jen A., recovered in Colorado. Thank you, God. Many of us exclaimed, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. I'll go ahead and set my timer, and wow, you know, what an order. I can't go through with it. There's a lot of things I couldn't go through with. These steps, doing this, I mean, I was convinced. I was convinced by the food, by my life, and by the misery that I was living in, that this had to be done. And I saw it work in others, so I surely was willing to do it. But grow along spiritual lines, I don't know about you guys, but I spent many years in a church, in a building with believers. I read a book. It was supposed to, you know, give me the way to live and all the morals and the principles that I was to live by. But for some reason, there was something missing. There was something between me and the power that I needed to access, and the power that loved me and created me, and that was God. And you know what? God wasn't in the way. It was the food in the way. Sorry. I think I just said that funny. But the food was in the way. The exercise was in the way. The pills and the potions that I was taking were in the way. And I couldn't even have any type of religious or spiritual or any type of life because I was so obsessed with everything, the food and all of it. So, you know, I love this paragraph, and it talks about this progress, not perfection. That's how we hear everyone say it, right? That's what I heard when I came in the room. Oh, progress, not perfection. Progress on your food. Progress on your program. You don't have to be perfect. That's what I heard until I read page 60 and how it works. And what I really was told by my sponsor is that it's spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And the reason I laugh at this is when I first came in the program and I heard that, I had this huge long board and I decided to stencil progress, not perfection on it. And it sat up in my room on a wall for a long time until I realized that it is a spiritual program of action. And the spiritual is what's going to drive the obsession to eat out. The spiritual is what's going to help me guide my thoughts and directions on a daily basis. The spiritual portion of this program is the whole portion. There's nothing else. And, you know, it talks about progress versus perfection in the spiritual realm. Well, you know, when I was rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence, that's when I began to experience this spiritual journey of moving forward. You know, it's a gradual progression of spirituality. It's not like, you know, my sponsor had a magic wand and waved it and said, bibbidi bobbidi boo, here you go. You know, perfect dress, perfect life, perfect, you know, boyfriend, perfect kids, perfect everything. No. That's not how it works. It's spiritual. It's gradual. It's progressive. This guy at the birthday party, you know, he talked about and he shared that in his workshop on the big book. And he said it's spiritual progression. It's like a dimmer switch. Hope you all come to the birthday party, by the way, in January. So anyways, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to look flawless and I don't have to act like a saint. I'm Jen A. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater by God's grace and mercy. I screw up today, and you know what? I have these 12 steps, and that's how I'm growing along spiritual lines today, is working the steps on a daily basis. And with that, I'll pass.
All right, Jen, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We're going to open up the lines for Sharon now. And we asked if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday, please step back. We're all those to share. Please, one at a time, if we can do it.
Christina J.
Right,
Lisa
Christine.
B. Chris M.
Jean M. in Michigan.
All right, hold on. Christina J. Lisa B., I think. There was someone right after Lisa B.
Jean M.
Oh,
Michigan.
M.
Yep. Chris
10WH.
M. Jean M.
Did you get Christina
yeah.
Rest?
Yeah, I got you. Ken
okay,
W.H.
Janice P.M.
Janice.
Marjo.
Marge.
Tony B.
Vasa O.
Tony B. and Vasa O. Oh, man, we got a heck of a list here now. All right, so it's Christina J., Lisa B., Chris M., Jean M., Ken W.H., Janice P.M., Marge O., Tony B., and Vasa O. Christina, you're up.
Good morning, Russ. Morning, everyone. Before I hit vision, I didn't have any part of me in the big book. I had no idea about the big book. But when I hit vision and I heard the word recovery, and I had been suffering for so many years, I think I was in my early 50s at that point, I said, bring it on. I want this. I want this sunlight of the spirit, which was one of the first paragraphs I heard in the meeting. I want to do it. I didn't exclaim, what an order, I can't go through it. I didn't even know about this paragraph at that point. I wasn't discouraged. I had great hope because of all of you. And I had heard progress rather than spiritual perfection many times in the rooms. And I did this thing, and I did it hard, but I still didn't have what I needed, which is what I have today. Sunday is going to be my birthday, my belly button birthday. And I can tell you right now that all my relapses have been progress towards more pain, towards more surrender into the depth of reaching deeper and deeper levels of spiritual awareness, more and more of the release of myself. And this particular month, I have had an incredible spiritual awakening that has scared the pants off of me on one hand, but has made me come to appreciate life and this precious life that is passing by. This program did it for me. This program has awakened me to something that I never would have captured and never could capture in the food, or capture in shopping, or capture in affairs, or capture in reaching outside of myself over and over and over. I have had spiritual progress because of the food. Because of the food. And it's not perfect. I mean, I'm human. I'm dense. You know, I'm a dull light bulb at times. And during those times, I still have to crawl to God, even though I want to get back into bullshit in my head to distract me. You know, I get dull. I can't reach God. I can't pray. You know, it's I'm sitting in the dark. Oh, well, so what? Do it. Take the action. You know, I've had many, many times where I've stayed dull after prayer. I haven't had any great thing happen. But then at times I cry, I awaken, my heart opens, and I go through the day. You know, so it's progress. It's not perfection. And I can tell you that if you're out there and you're reading this paragraph for the first time, do not be discouraged. This is a paragraph that's telling you can do this. And all these people on this line are going to tell you the same thing in their stories and their experience, strength, and hope, and their three-minute ministries, you know, on the line every day. Just keep coming back if you don't get it. Keep coming back, because it took me from early 2014 until recently to really understand that I'm having something that I never would have had. It's the greatest gift in my life, to be awakening to life, to myself, to how God wants me to do and be in this world. Love you all, and I pass.
Thanks, Christina. Next up is Lisa B., followed by Chris M.
Good morning. My name is Lisa B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm calling from South Carolina, and I do spell my name L-E-S-A. I love that it says the principles we have set down, they're guides to progress. So, and they're telling me that the point is that we're willing to grow along these lines, and I'm not going to do it perfectly. And when I look up that word principle, it's a fundamental truth or a proposition that serves as a foundation for a system of belief or behavior. And I really love that it's not really about people, and it's not about me. It's about the principles, and it's built on a foundation. And also, where was I saying that? Well, anyways, my mind is whirling a little bit right now, but you know, I just have to say, when I came on this phone meeting, I was convinced that chronic relapse was going to be just a way of life. I did not believe that anyone could have permanent or long-term abstinence. I used to equate abstinence, like I thought if I'm abstinent, I'm recovered. If I'm abstinent, I'm recovered. And they're two different things. And I had to learn that. And I had to really see the clear message in the doctor's opinion about the only relief we have to suggest or offer is entire abstinence. Like I had to stop in my tracks before I could even go any further and look at this foundation of these principles and first start with entire abstinence so I could have clarity. And that once I was through, like you could peel me off the wall and I could go from there, you know, because that really was mind-blowing about entire abstinence. I could see then how you can claim spiritual progress, because I could be in a position where I could understand and accept what you're having to offer me. And it's about the progress. It's not about the perfection. That's so based in my disease, that perfectionism. And it's really about the fellowship initially, connecting with fellows and hearing the recovery in you. It's not about me doing it on my own, you know, walking with the fellowship until I could get my hand into my higher power and really have that connection with my source, which is my higher power. But that's really what it's all about. But, you know, it is an action program, and it's about action every day. And that's what the spiritual principles direct me to do each and every day. There is a spiritual principle based on each step, you know, and I need to be willing to grow along those spiritual lines. I have to be willing every day to grow. What I did 6 months ago, even a week ago, you know, often it's just not enough anymore. I have to keep progressing forward in my spiritual recovery. So anyways, I'm grateful to be here. Thanks so much. I pass.
Thanks, Lisa. Next up is Chris M., followed by Jean M.
Good morning. This is Chris M., recovered in New York. Happy to be here this morning. So me, as a very extreme person, an all or nothing, I need this reminder, and I need to understand this and incorporate it in my everyday recovery, this attitude that I'm going to grow along these lines. I'm willing today to make the changes. No, I'm willing today to have the changes be made within me by God. And the way that I do that is I started to think, oh, everyone's talking about getting their steps in. I got to get my steps in today. How many steps? You know, this is me getting my steps in by working this program and living the principles to the best of my ability one day at a time. And, you know, the first line there says, I can't go through with this. Well, for me, I certainly can't go through with this on my own. If I'm trying to do this of my own power and strength, it's not going to happen for me. And it's taken me a long time. I've been in the program for almost four decades. And I've had some semblance of I wouldn't say respite from my addiction and my compulsion, but never real recovery until recently. And it's because I now understand for today that I need to live in the 12 steps. And like a previous fellow shared, I thought abstinence was the end all and be all. Yeah, I knew about the other steps, and I recited the other steps, and I talked about the other steps, but I never worked the other steps. I really never worked the other steps. I mean, I sponsored, but I mean, I went from like, I don't know, I just skipped a lot. You know, I didn't do 10 and 11. I didn't give any real justice to those. I just didn't get it. And today, it's important for me to know it's not perfection, because perfection's, that's a cop-out for me, because when I start to say, oh, I have to be perfect, I go away. I'm going to move away from all of this. And that's like another default for me, to get the hell out of town, get not want to do any of this. It's too hard. I can't do this. The demand is too much. No, there's no demand. It's an opportunity. It's God's grace in my life. An offering to live freely, live with hope, live with joy. Thank you. Despite all the stuff that goes on in a human being's life every day. So thank you. I pass.
All right there, Chris. Thank you. Next up is Jean M., followed by Ken W.H.
Hi, this is Jean M. from Michigan, a compulsive overeater, and I just love everything that I have heard this morning. Thank you so much to all of you. I always benefit so much from the wisdom and the spirituality that I hear at these meetings, and I'm pretty new. I just started doing meetings back in the third week or so of September, and working through the steps, and I love this notion that it's spiritual progress, not spiritual perfection, because it truly is one day at a time. And some days are better than others. And sometimes you are, you know, trudging along, traveling along, doing just fine. And other days you get beset by food thoughts or other things that try to waylay you. And sometimes it's one step forward, two steps back. But beauty in the 12 steps if you're truly working the program and if you're attending meetings, you just can't get too far off base. You're going to be able to find your way back. It may take more time than you want, but you're always going to be able to find your way back. And you're always going to be able to make that forward movement if you work in the steps and you work in this program, because it works if you work it. And I'm just so grateful that I'm here. I can't tell you, I'm just so grateful that I'm here. Yes, I've got a higher power that I've had in my life for a very long time. And I attend a church that gives me a great deal of satisfaction and a great deal of spiritual benefit and fellowshipping and everything else. But this program and OA meetings, and especially the vision meetings, they have really broadened my understanding of things. And I think it's just continuing to become enlightened. I'm becoming even more enlightened from all the things that I hear and all of the wisdom that I hear. And I'm grateful to all of you. And I say this and pass. Thanks very much.
All right there, Gene. Ken WH is going to come up, but before he comes up, let me let you know where we're at. We're in How It Works, page 60, first paragraph, starting with many of us exclaimed and ends with rather than spiritual perfection. All right, Ken, you're up, brother.
Hey, how are you, Rush? Good morning. Thank you. I'm Ken WH, recovered compulsive eater from North Carolina. Glad to be here today. When I first came, a lot of the meetings I would hear, we heard that progress, not perfection thing. And it took a long time before I realized that the good news is progress, not perfection, is nowhere in the book. Does not exist. And that's the good news. It's all bad news because I didn't know where I was heading. And I didn't have any vision, if you will, of where I was going until I had an insight, if you will, and realized that our language is a wonderful thing, and it's a very, very difficult thing in that I finally read that paragraph the way I believe it was meant to be. It's just for me, and it says, do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We're not saints. The point is, we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. They're not to a destination, not to progress, wherever that is, but to progress. And then we can claim, I can claim that I'm making some progress rather than achieving spiritual perfection. I'm making progress. I'm making a way. I'm progressing towards this ideal that God has given me. And frankly, perfection is not a dirty word. Perfectionism is a human distortion of a God-given, what I believe, a God-given spiritual axiom. God is, at least as I understand God, perfect. And if I turn back to page 59, it is a list of superlatives. All power, nothing, complete, powerless, fearless, exact nature, entirely, all persons, all, praying, only. And then it ends, practice these principles in all our affairs. I read that, and it took a while to underline all those things, but that's aiming at a very, very, very high idealism. And I got to be aiming at that. I have to see that as the ultimate destination, because that's where God lives, in all of that absoluteness, absolute perfection. And that's where I want to be. But I need to make some progress toward it. So I progress. I'm in an active verbal movement toward that spiritual principle. So take the knot out of the perfection. It's going to help you a lot. It helped me a ton. So thank you for letting me share. Thanks, Russ. Take care.
Thanks, Ken. Next up is Janice PM, followed by Marjo.
Well, thank you much, Russ. My name is Janice PM, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. So it starts out this paragraph after many years. I understand, because I was like, maybe I was like you, but I know that I was saying, then I can, you know, someday I will not be a compulsive overeater. Well, that's false. As long as I do my food plan, I'll always be, maybe someday I can eat this, that, or that. So the real powerlessness is 100%, and that pertains to my allergy of the body. That's where I need to be 100%, and that's a not in the amount or whatever it is for you. But I have to know every single day that I am powerless, 100% powerless. That's what I think they're trying to explain here. Now, the progress is in my spiritual malady. I have a spiritual malady. Well, I didn't think I had a spiritual malady. I didn't even know what that was. I mean, I prayed and I had a God in my life, but I never went through that fourth step to see really what my spiritual maladies were. So that's where, this is where I get progress, by acting, studying, living the principles of these spiritual steps. And it's a growth process. See, I'm never going to be perfect, because like it says, I'm not a saint. I don't know anybody, including myself, I'm talking about, is 100% honest all the time. Then I'd be God, right? But of course, I thought I was honest. I didn't steal and I didn't do this, but gee boy, was I dishonest in my living practices. So when we say powerless, that means 100%. It doesn't mean, oh, you can't have this little thing. It means, yeah, no matter what, I'm always not going to be able to eat that certain substance. 100% has to be. I have to have it in my mind that I'm always going to be powerless till the day I die. No matter if I lose 100 pounds, no matter if I change my food plan. However, I am progressing every day in my spiritual malady, because I'm trying to adhere to the principles. Now you say, what principles? Well, each step has a principle. Starts with honesty. And then it goes to hope. And they're telling us here and you that, hope. Don't be discouraged. And did you say time, Mr. Russ?
Yep.
Okay, yep. So I am going to pass for the next one. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Appreciate it. Next up is Marjo, followed by Tony B.
Good morning, Russ. Thank you. Thanks for taking the meeting, and also thank you for all the beautiful shares. I'm Marjo from Walpole, Massachusetts, and I wanted to speak today because I haven't spoken in a bit, and I get lazy about that sometimes because I tend to think everybody is a little better, more well-spoken, with a bigger vocabulary than mine. But at any rate, I had to speak to this paragraph because it wasn't that I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get past step five for the longest time. And there's that line that says, driven by 100 forms of fear. And that's where I rested for quite a while. My food was okay, surprisingly enough, but as time went on, I just couldn't live with that constant needing to do my step nine. I had my list. I knew. I lived with what I had done every day. I had a lot of financial amends, and I needed to make amends to my husband. And I don't know if I was just so compulsive and impulsive and such a sick mind walking around in this normal-looking body or what, but I was truly afraid and just wasn't going to do that. I would limp along, and I gave a lot of service, and I turned my life over to God as I understood him, but part of that was, you know, oh, well, God will get me through this, all right. But here's what I have come to say. The freedom I have since I did all of my work and made my amends and made my financial amends in the best way that I could. Two of the people were not with us anymore. So I did what my sponsor suggested, and I took care of that. And every single amend didn't go oh so well. But it's okay because I had my spiritual awakening. I realized that that was a mistake to just hang around like that, and I would brag about 6 and 7 because I loved those steps, but I would still walk around with that feeling in the pit of my stomach that I'm not clean, I'm not clean enough, I'm not good enough. And yet I never left. I always stayed, and I'm forever grateful for finding visions. I went to big book meetings, but the things I hear here are just so blessed. So now that I know I won't get kicked out of OA because I dragged my feet for 10 years before I did, excuse me, my program the way it's written. That's the beauty of this. The directions are right there. So the other confession is I'm not doing enough outreach. So I want to say that out loud to probably 300 people or more today, so that I get back on the ball. I've got lots of excuses, but I also know the danger of trying to flirt around with not being Sorry. Active enough. Thank you.
Thanks, Marge. Next up is Tony B, followed by Vasa O.
Thanks, Russ. My name's Tony B. I am a compulsive overeater, no doubt about that in my mind, and I'm gratefully recovered today, thanks to God, and I live in Scotland. So the first thing I thought about was what an order. It's not saying like we're ordering you to do things. It's a big ask, an order. It's an idiomatic phrase. I just wondered what that meant. I'd never kind of looked that up, but yeah, it's a big ask. And yes, really, it's showing humanity here, I think. You know, they're saying, don't be discouraged. And no one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. It's as though the writers want to bring that humanity in and say, you know, we're never going to grow above human beings. And it's interesting they should say we're not saints, because, of course, saints are human beings too. And very often they've gone through lots of trials in their lives, you know, as we have, which is what puts them on the spiritual path and then enables them to, you know, do things that are, with the strength of God, are amazing. So, yeah, it could more likely be that more rightly be we're not God, you know. And then spiritual lines, you know, lines are straight. It's organized. Line is going somewhere. I think of it as tracks, like railroad tracks. And the steps provide these lines. It's spiritual growth. It's gradual growth. It's progression. You could even say, you know, willing to go along. We're willing to go along these lines. And as we go, we do grow. But the other thing that crossed my, well, I was thinking for myself that I hadn't understood at all that that it's a personal spiritual journey, that it's entirely spiritual in nature. And I didn't have this experience of thinking, what an order, I can't go through with it. But that's because I hadn't understood, I guess. I do the steps, you know, up to step 9 over and over again with a sponsor, thinking that, you know, that sponsor would magically help me to make something happen. And you know, I was quite willing to share all of my gunk with you as a sponsor. And, you know, I could go to some people and say, I'm sorry, but that continuing on with it, that starting to learn this personal relationship was slower to come to me, much slower to come to me. But I do believe I'm on these tracks now. You know, I've set my feet on a path that's really going somewhere. And I'm very, very grateful for it. Thank you, Russ. Share the time. Pass.
Thanks, Tony. Next up is Vasa O, and then we're going to take another list.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Russ, for doing service today. And I'm Vasa, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, calling from from Florida. So I was so grateful to find out this was a spiritual program. It was not a religious program, because I grew up in a religion. You do not go to other people's religion. You just stay with your religion. I probably would have walked from the first meeting if it was a religious program, because I didn't want to be sucked in somebody else's religion. But anyways, I was introduced to the Big Book right from the beginning. We didn't have that much literature, and I'm so grateful that somebody gave me the Big Book. And I had the gift of desperation, you know, with the food addiction. There was nothing, no place I could go any longer. If I continued, it was getting progressive for me. If I continued, I was going to die. So in order for me not to die or to be a very sick woman, I needed to follow the directions, the way they're laid out. But I remember thinking, like it says here, many was exclaim, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect endurance. But anyways, and that gave me hope. You know, I don't have to do this perfect. The only thing I needed to do perfect, to work the steps, I needed to put the foods down, the food down. And I remember reading that line, in order to go through the steps, I needed to have the clarity to go through the steps. Otherwise, if I'm in the food, forget it, you know. Food becomes God. So for me, I needed to find a power greater than myself when I became abstinent. And when I wanted to go to those alcoholic foods, and I remember going to God, please, God, help me not to go there, just from one meal to the next, you know. And somehow I'd get on my knees. Yeah, I got on my knees, believe me, many times at the beginning. I came in October. Everything was coming after October. It was Halloween, a birthday, my daughter's birthday, my anniversary, Thanksgiving, and all this. I cannot do this. How can I do this? And at that time, my sponsor said, we do this only one day at a time, one meal at a time. And thank you, God. Thank you, my higher power. I can do this. I've done it for 39 years almost, one day at a time. And then I work the rest of the steps. And I'm still for the rest of the steps, it's progress, not perfection. But I needed to put the food down first. And that's what I did. I don't want to ever go back to it, because I don't want to go into a relapse. I might not ever have another chance to get back to where I am today. So I'm just so grateful for everybody. I never left the program. I'm grateful. Thank you. I'm so grateful I found the vision for you. I can go every single day. Thank you, and I pass.
All right. Thanks, Vasa. Now we're going to open up the line for Sharon. We are in How It Works, page 60, the first paragraph, starting with many of us exclaimed, ending with we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday, please step back, allow others to share.
Elena C.
I got Elena. Elena.
Leah S.
Shana.
Natalie S.
Shana C. Leia,
Kristen P.
Leia. All right, one
Natalie
second. Elena. Yep.
Did you
so
hear
I got, now I did. So I think that's pretty good right here. If we can squeeze others in, at least we got, it's going to be tight, but Elena C., Shanna C., Leah S., Natalie S., and Penny C. Elena, you're up.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Russ. Thank you for your service, and thank everyone for the comments. What a beautiful, rich paragraph. As always, as almost all paragraphs in this big book, so I was struck by the two words, there's two set of words, spiritual progress, spiritual perfection. And this is what progress is from the dictionary. Progress is forward movement towards a destination or move forward in space or time, versus perfection is the experience of being flawless, being faultless, being excellent, being ideal, okay? So what is the difference between the two is profound for me, because I will never be flawless. I will never be faultless. I don't have to be flawless or faultless or ideal or excellent, because I am so much better being just human. And what that means is just an imperfect person, individual who makes mistakes, who has feelings, again, feelings, because for me, I don't know, someone is unmuted, but for me, that word human, it helps me not berate myself or when I make mistakes or when I have feelings. They will always be a part of me. For years, I try to numb them and achieve perfection, meaning a place where I will make no mistakes, I will have no feelings, right? So then I don't experience pain. But what a beautiful gift to make mistakes, to have feelings, and to work through that pain that will always be there, the pain that I needed in order to grow. So spiritual progress is growth. I move forward every day, one day at a time. I am trying to be the best human I can be, the best woman I can be. You know, I saw a movie where somebody was testifying, and the lawyer asked her, "Are you a good human being?" And she said, "I'm not sure." And then she thought about it, and she said, "You know what? I am a good human being." And the lawyer said, "How so?" And she said, "Because I try to be a good human being. And I do too. And when I'm in the steps and with God, all I can do is try to be a good human being, try to do the mission that God has put me on this earth." And what's that? To help others imperfectly. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Elena. Next up is Shanna C., followed by Leah S. Star one, Shanna.
Good morning. Sorry about that. My phone is acting up. Good morning. This is Shanna C., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Tennessee. Thank you so much, Russ, for your service. And so much has already been said, and I'm grateful that you guys are here in an effort to be helpful to others, because I tell you what, I can get really heady about this kind of stuff and really analyze what stuff means. And, you know, and thank God there are people that are able to do that. I can't. I think probably the most comforting place in my recovery is when I was completely out of ideas. And I just, what do I do? You know, I can't. I'm completely defeated here. What do I do? And how do I, you know, and that was and still is the most comforting place I could be. And one of the things I had a sponsor tell me one time is, you know, we don't do this perfect. You just make the connection. And so for me, when I'm helping someone else, I'm not thinking about how much progress I'm making. Because if I'm constantly thinking about how much progress I'm making, who am I thinking? I'm thinking about me. And the nature of our this whole program is constant thought of others and how I may help meet their needs. You know, nothing so much ensure immunity from compulsive overeating is intensive work with compulsive overeaters. How can I help meet the needs of others? We've recovered and given power to help others. So if I'm thinking of others, if I'm thinking and I'm going to the God of my understanding, not trying to figure stuff out all the time and analyzing myself, you know, we move forward promptly without, you know, regret, right? And I do it step 10, move on, go get out of self, go help somebody. You know, I can really get bogged down with all that's wrong with me and what so-and-so says and what someone over here is doing and comparing myself to others and, oh, my God. And one of the things, steps 10, 11, and 12, is I was, like, kind of nervous. I was like, I've lost all this weight, feeling good, and I asked my sponsor, hey, how am I supposed to maintain this now? Like, what was done for me was done for me through God's grace. And my mind goes to, okay, now I've got to maintain it? No, I never had power to start with. The whole purpose of these steps is to find access to power by which I could live. And how do I get power? By helping others. And helping others, I'm healed, I'm restored to sanity, I get to stay abstinent a day at a time. And so anyway, that's all I have. So grateful that that sponsor says to me, in order to maintain, carry the message. It's that simple. Oh, my God, who knew? Anyway, so grateful to be here. Happy Friday. Thanks again for everybody. And I don't know where I'd be without you all. That's it.
Thanks, Shanna. So we have 3 minutes left. If Leia asks, if you guys could take a minute and a half apiece, Leia and Natalie, that would be great. And then we get us right up to time. Penny, I'm sorry about that. You know me and the math.
Thank you. Thank you, Russ. My name is Leia S. I just want to point out one sentence. We are not saints. I am not a saint. All of us, we do the steps as we understand them, and we continue. And if it's 1 pound that you lose, you great, 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 and just go on. And you know what? And we continue and continue. We trudge along. I've had the most amazing, amazing miracle in step 9 yesterday. And I will never, ever stop talking about that. But that's what it is. I've been trudging and trudging in abstinence and program since 2014 for these amends to be accepted. And they were accepted yesterday. And I can't shout it loud enough. So we all do our program. Just trudge on. And I'm a witness to this being honest and true. And with that, I pass.
All right. Thank you, Leia. Next up is Natalie S. And if you could take a minute and a half, it would be perfect.
Yep, I will do my best and cut me off when necessary. Hi, thank you, Wes. This is Natalie S. from Indiana, compulsive eater. And I'm grateful, like everybody else, for everything that's been shared. What I've been reflecting on is that every day, even when I don't feel like being spiritual, I have a choice when I wake up. I can choose to progress along a path of spirituality, or I can choose my will and to go along a path of humanity, and that never gets me to the right destination. And I'm grateful and I'm hopeful because at the end of the day, while I live, if I have true hope in my higher power, then I will progress a little bit more every day, even when I don't feel like it or see it. And I'm grateful for that. And the other thing that came to mind that I'll share briefly is that I have to just do my part. And in my humanity, admitting my mistakes, I can't get caught up in what other people, especially my family right now, just the things they won't let go of. And allow myself to try to be who they need me or want me to be, and, you know, grapple and do all these things. I have, as the big book says, a new employer, and that's who I have to look to. So with that, I will pass, and thank you so much, Rose, for giving me a minute and a half.
Thanks, Natalie. Appreciate it. Sorry about that, Penny. So now we're going to end the meeting. We thank everyone who shared, and stick around for another awesome hour of study. It's unrecorded after closing here. Let me give you today's share ID. The share ID for today, Friday, November 22nd, 2024, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,937. That's 21937. And now we're going to close with the reading from the big book on page 164. I've asked Vanita L. to read. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then we're going to end with the Serenity Prayer.
Yes, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, Vanita L. in Georgia. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.